Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Manager of R&D Personal Care Applications.
Still not used to that.
And today, we are going to talk about formulation number 4002. It is the soft and clean foaming hand wash.
That's what we all need right now.
I know, right? this does come in a pump foamer. So it has very nice, like, pillowy foam.
Yes. Dense foam, leaves skin really soft. It rinses off really cleanly and easily. But yes, it is a very low viscosity product that goes in those pump foamer type bottles.
Yeah. And a lot of hand washes have lauramine oxide in them, but this has an alternative to that, which is cocamidopropylamine oxide, which is our Colalux CAO35.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between the lauramine oxide and the cocamidopropylamine oxide?
This one... Well, it also has good detergency and, you know, the amine oxides, they're a bit milder than sulfates. But the CAO versus the LO, this one has a more of a skin conditioning benefit.
Okay.
So that along with the polysugarquat that we have in here makes this a, you know, skin softening type of formula.
Yeah, so you can use it repeatedly. So the polysugarquat is our... polyquaternium 77, and that is polysugarquat TM8610P. There's just a small amount of that, but it's providing pretty good conditioning.
Yes, and I mean, you know, we do have a few variations in the polysugarquat line, so you can pick and choose for different levels of conditioning and foam. The TM8610P is good for a lighter feel and higher foam.
Okay. And you just have a small amount of preservative in here. Is this formulation friendly with, like, picking and choosing which preservative you want to use?
I would think for the most part because, you know, the issue with a preservative maybe killing your viscosity wouldn't be so much of an issue here since you want low viscosity. But I've also seen some of the preservatives like slightly increase the viscosity on these, which it doesn't seem like a lot, but just 100 or so extra centipoise can make it come out of the pump foamer differently than you would like, make it look like more of a wet foam than the dense, light, airy foam that you would want. So I guess that's something to look out for. But there is a bit of Zamea in here that is supposed to boost the efficacy of your preservative. So hopefully you can get away with using a little less and have some more flexibility there.
Is there anything in here that you could add? Because, you know, we talk about cololipid C a lot. Could you add that to boost the preservative?
Yes, I think you could use some cololipid C in here. You could probably also replace the glycerin with Colmoist 200.
That's right.
Especially if the reason that you're looking at this hand wash is that you're concerned with all the constant hand washing and how rough it is on the hands and how drying, the Colmoist is going to be cationic. So it'll actually stay on the hands and keep it moisturized longer than glycerin would, which will just pretty much go down the drain.
Right. And is there anything that, you know, you had to watch out for when you put this formulation together? Is it difficult?
No, it's actually been a while since I had put this one together. So when you and I were talking earlier, I did put it together really quickly in the lab to make sure there was nothing, you know, noteworthy. And yeah, it went together in a few minutes. It was very easy.
And if you wanted to add like an extra layer to this and maybe make an antibacterial claim, would that work with this?
Yeah, this one is actually really... set up well to have one of the antibacterial quats in there, like benzalkonium chloride, because we are using that Colalux CAO35 instead of an anionic.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about potential interaction with those.
Okay. Yeah, so this does foam really nice, feels nice in the hands, rinses off well, very low irritation. It is formulation number 4002 is the soft and clean foaming hand wash. You can put it in a pump foamer. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way for your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.